Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report.
Mike, it's great seeing you again.
Well, the House was in session this week and did some really important legislation that will help the state to face some really pressing issues that have to do with the pensions of both school employees and state government employees. What are some of the details on the bill that passed recently?
Mike, SB 1 was finally passed this week, and it was a fairly bipartisan effort that got it passed. We knew the Democratic leadership and the governor were going to go ahead and sign the bill as well. But what it did is it created a situation in which we have a combination hybrid-type plan. It gives new employees the opportunity to go into a defined contribution plan, other employees to do a defined benefit plan, and it starts to turn the tide to get us to a point where we can start righting this ship of pension crisis that we've had throughout the Commonwealth. A lot of people aren't aware, but when governments are one of the few groups now that have defined benefit pension plans, this gives us a chance to really give a vehicle that can help create an environment for government where we can start being on the equivocal basis that the civilian counterparts are dealing with.
And of course, this does not really take anything away from existing employees. This is designed for the new generation of state employees?
That's absolutely correct. And that's a great point that you bring up. This actually has no effect on existing employees. And I think that's one of the things that is important. But what it does do is for new employees, it creates a much lower multiplier, a longer age of retirement, which is reflecting the fact that we're all living a lot longer than we did before. And at the same time, what it does, it gives the employee an opportunity to be able to have a more portable pension. And I think that's something that newer employees will like. We're finding that a younger generation is not as likely to stay in one job for their entire career. And so what this does is for a younger person, gives them an opportunity to get some pension benefits under a defined contribution plan. Very similar to what would be a 401k, which would be, or an IRA, is something that we would know it by. And then when they leave, they would be able to take that with them. So it's an interesting conversation we've had. Active debate. Many people felt that it was affecting existing employees, and it does not. So that's an important thing. And it will start to provide some modicum of relief for taxpayers. One of the things we're still concerned about, and I think the next step of this pension aspect that we need to deal with, is the unfunded pension liability, and reflect that this bill was not designed to address that yet. Under the single purpose rules that we have in the Pennsylvania government, we're not allowed to mix and match different bills. But this will give us a chance to really now start getting to work and addressing the unfunded pension liabilities that are exorbitant. We have to deal with them. And at the same time, if you follow along with the plans we've been doing, is to give immediate elimination of property taxes as well. So we're going to still work on all of these items.
So in one respect, we're not solving the problem, but we're at least not making the hole deeper.
That's exactly the case. And I think that's probably the best and most important way to realize it. If you were to take a look at any particular type of situation, you've fixed one segment of it. Now we have to recognize we've got another seven or eight things that we have to deal with. So our work's still out there to cut out for us. We're confident we can do it. And in my case, the ultimate objective is to see if we can get property tax elimination and at the same time honor the obligations that we've made to all the state and local workers and our teachers for the pensions that they have earned over their careers. And I'm confident we're going to get there. This step was an extremely important step, and I congratulate leadership for having the foresight to do things that were not pleasant to do. And it was a difficult thing to pull together. The Speaker and the Majority Leader and the Minority Leader did a great job of working together. One of the first times I've seen true bipartisan effort on a controversial bill since I've been in the House of Representatives.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.